It is just about 10 minutes after the hour, and it's time now for the Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it is my pleasure today to introduce our Athlete of the Week, a repeat, Julia White from Blissfield High School. And Julia is on the phone with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's right. She's on the Green Jack guest line.
That's right. And Julia, just coming off a fantastic season as the Lady Royals took it all the way to the state finals at the Breslin Center. That had to be exciting.
Yeah, it was exciting for sure.
Well, you're a second-timer, and that's actually the third for the team because we had Avery Collins during the year as well. You were Athlete of the Week early on, and you know, you talked about that season and how excited you were about it and, you know, some of the teams that you wanted to, you know, knock off. I remember at that time you were kind of worried about a Columbia Central team, and there wasn't much worry after that. You guys took care of them pretty well, as well as all the rest of your teams. I mean, you lost your Grand Blanc, you know, in the Christmas time, and then the loss to Hemlock in the finals. What was the main thing this year that kind of propelled your team?
Yeah, I think we had great, great overall, like, team strength. We worked really well together, and we just played our game the entire season and did what we do best, and we made it all the way to the state finals, so that was pretty cool.
You know, one of the things we always look at when we do Athletes of the Week, or, you know, who's had a fantastic week that year, and, you know, or that week, and had, you know, the most points or what they did. And it was really hard to pick, you know, somebody from your team because you guys were so consistent. You know, nobody had outstanding numbers throughout the year at different times. You know, somebody would step up here or there, but it's not like, you know, anybody on your team was going for 30 or, you know, having these huge games. You guys, it was kind of like whoever's hot that night gets to go, but you were so consistent as a team. And I think, you know, that's one thing that really made you guys so good is that, you know, I think you guys figured out whoever was the best that night, that's who you were going to go to.
Yeah, of course. If someone wasn't having a good night, then someone else was having a good night, and we just got them the ball, and that worked for us the entire season.
Well, you had, 14 points and 14 boards in that final against Hemlock. Tell us, what did it feel like coming out on that Breslin floor at first? It's got to be really awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing. We got there early so we could just, like, soak it all in, and we went out there, looked around. Coach let us bring our phones out there to capture the moment, and it was really cool. And then after that, we got focused, and it was just another basketball game.
Yeah, you guys did, you know, that first game was, you know, a really nice win. You know, then I stuck around and watched that second game, too, and knew that Hemlock was going to be hard to handle because the one thing about their team, they were so similar to you. You know, they had a very good point guard. They had a couple bigs, and so you guys both had, you know, very similar rosters, and I knew it was going to be a heck of a challenge to knock off that Hemlock team. What did you guys think, you know, after the win and then going in and trying to prepare for that team? Did you guys, you know, when you watched them play that second game, what were some of your thoughts about it?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be challenging going in. We, like you said, they had a similar roster as ours. We knew it was going to be the hardest game yet, but we went in, tried to play our game, and we just ended up short.
Well, again, a little short, but, you know, a heck of a year, that's for sure. And, you know, so many memories I know that you guys created this season. What's one of the – I know, obviously, when we talk about this, you know, coming off a state title run and wanting Breslin is probably going to be a fantastic memory. But, you know, other than playing in those final games, what are some of the things when you look back on this season that you're going to take with you?
Yeah, just the team and the community. Everywhere we went, the community always followed us. At the Breslin, you could see the huge amount of people that came out and watched us. Same way through all of the playoffs. So just the community support and the team's support the entire year was amazing.
Now, we talked to a lot of our athletes of the week, and a lot of them are multiple sport athletes. Is there a spring sport that you're going to be participating in?
Nope, not this year.
And are you a senior this year?
Yes, I am.
And what about next year? Do you have thoughts of taking your game to the next level?
No, I'm going to pursue an education career and no sports.
Well, it's always, you know, you can probably play some rec ball or do some things. What school are you going to? Have you decided?
Central Michigan University.
All right. You're going to be a Chip. All right.
Pat's excited about that. Pat was there 100 years ago.
At least 100 years ago.
He was at the groundbreaking ceremony. Well, that's exciting, though, and especially. What kind of made you decide education is which way you wanted to go?
It's just I've always been interested in it, and I've just decided that's what I'm going to do.
Do you have, elementary at, or where are your thoughts about when you get into education, or is that not, you haven't thought that far ahead yet?
As of right now, I'm thinking elementary.
Okay. You always see a lot of young, teachers, especially female teachers, I think gravitate a lot towards that elementary ed too, I think just to, the mothering and the nurturing really helps out. And I think it's great, though, when you can get, set that way and work in the elementary school. I think it's fantastic, and it's a great career for you.
Yeah, I had another question here for you before we let you go. We don't really talk an awful lot about the coaching staffs of our basketball teams. Can you give us a little insight of the coaches that you dealt with through the course of the season?
Yeah, so obviously we have Coach Gilbert, and he is an amazing coach. He always pushes us to do our best, and that's awesome. And then we have Coach Schmidt, and he works more with the posts, and we do post moves with him, post work all season. And then Coach Wyman, she works with the guards a lot, and yeah, they do their stuff, but overall, they all are huge contributors to our game, and I think they're all amazing coaches.
Yeah, Coach Gilbert's had a heck of a run, that's for sure. And you know, and again, just back to mentioning the crowd, I took some pictures. I wasn't courtside broadcasting. I was up in the concourse level, and so I got to see, the look and the differences of, how many, especially that semifinal game, how much purple and gold was in the stands, and it was so cool with Blissfield not having school that day, and how many families took advantage of that and made it up to Breslin for that, a 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon game, and to see the Blissfield supporters there was so cool. I know it had to be quite an amazing rush for you guys on the floor to see that support around you.
Yeah, it was crazy to see how many people came out and watched us, but it was insane, yeah.
Well, we got to take a quick time out for our sponsor, for our LISD Athlete of the Week, and we'll be back with more right after this. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
The LISD is seeking interested local middle school students for the Lenawee-Moriyama Exchange
Program. We're just
taking
a break here, and we'll be back in just a second.
This exciting program returns for the 23-24 school year. Selected students will study Japanese language and culture, host a middle school student from Moriyama this fall, and travel to Japan next spring. Applications are due March 24th, so don't delay. Learn more and apply today for this life-changing opportunity at lisd.us/Japan.
On the line this morning with Julia White, our Athlete of the Week from Blissfield High School. And again, we want to wish you congratulations on being our first Athlete of the Week as we started the basketball season. And now we wrap up as you being our athlete here on our final week.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, congrats and, such a fantastic year. Again, congratulations on the season you had, and good luck moving forward, and good luck up at Central.
Thank you.
Go Chips. All right, Julia, thanks a lot. And that is our Athlete of the Week program for today. and being brought to you by Lenawee Intermediate School District, continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work, the LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.